From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs sorted with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Vice President plants oil palm sprouts with 100 santris in Riau. Bank Indonesia said Asian can set good example for cross-border transactions. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin planted top-quality hybrid oil palm sprouts with 100 santris or students from the Riau Technology Islamic Boarding School Pesantren on Sumatra Highway, Siak Hulu, Kampar District, Riau on Thursday. The Vice President said that he felt proud of the collaboration among the Indonesian Palm Oil Farmer Association, APKASINDO, the local government and palm oil companies for the Oil Palm-based Santripreneur Program. He also expressed a hope that Islamic boarding school would not only become centers of Islamic education, but also centers of economic empowerment, especially related to the financial, real, and production sectors. Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio has said on Thursday that five Asian countries could set a good example for the world in implementing cross-border payments through the Quick Response or QR code and fast payment system. Furthermore, Warjio informed that Bank Indonesia has also established a multi-matching electronic trading platforms or ETP, which is a counterparty, or CCP, which is an institution that acts both as a seller and buyer for parties conducting derivatives transactions. The G20 Ministerial Conference on Women's Empowerment, MCWE, has agreed to strengthen international collaboration to better support gender equality and women's empowerment. Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Bintang Puspayoga, has informed on Thursday. The minister further said, several areas that need significant investment have been identified, including investment in high-quality nursing facilities, digital technology, infrastructure, and micro, small, and medium businesses. The participants lauded the Indonesian government for its commitment to pushing ahead with gender mainstreaming efforts that kicked off during Italy's G20 presidency in 2021. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Tourism and Creative Economy Agency Kemenparekraf Bapparekraf, held a webinar series 1 entitled Road to World Tourism Day, Rethinking Tourism as an Effort to Increase Awareness and Public Participation in the 42nd edition of the World Tourism Day celebration, which will be held in Bali on September 27, 2022. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, representative of the Bali Tourism Board, Siddhartha Putra, said that tourism that does not damage nature, culture, and customs will be the basic capital in developing tourism in a sustainable direction. Let's move it on to the international news, where the number of forest fires in the Brazilian Amazon hit a nearly 15-year high this week, according to official figures that provided the latest warning on the advancing destruction of the world's biggest rainforest. Satellites monitoring detected about 3,000 fires on Monday, August 22nd, the highest number for any 24-hour period since September 2007, according to the Brazilian space agency INPE on Thursday. Britain on Friday warned it may implement new checks on European Union fishing boats if France carries out its threat of retaliatory measures in a deepening row over post-Brexit access to waters. French President Emmanuel Macron said that Britain's credibility was on the line in dispute, accusing London of ignoring the Brexit deal agreed after years of torturous negotiations. French has warned that unless licenses are approved, it will ban UK's boats from unloading their catches at French ports from next week, and impose checks on all products brought to France from Britain. Asian shares rose on Friday, buoyed by news of possible progress for China and the United States to hammer out an audit deal, while traders anxiously awaited a speech from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on a rate hike path later in the day. The Wall Street Journal reported on Thursday that Washington and Beijing are nearing an agreement that allows American accounting regulators to travel to Hong Kong to inspect audit records of U.S.-listed Chinese companies. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on U.S. response to Iran nuclear deal proposals.
Today's commentary is on U.S. response to Iran nuclear deal proposal. After 6 months of grueling negotiations, Iran and the United States are closing to restore the 2015 nuclear deal. The U.S. has responded to a proposal from Iran to revive the nuclear deal agreed in 2015. The 2015 nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, was signed by Iran, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States. Under this deal, Iran promised to limit its nuclear program to a certain level. As compensation, the United States and Western countries are willing to stop various economic sanctions against Iran. But later on, the United States, under Donald Trump's administration, declared its withdrawal from the JCPOA on May 8, 2018, and threatened to impose tougher economic sanctions on Iran. The exit from the JCPOA actually does not benefit the international community, including the U.S. itself. With the collapse of the JCPOA, the Iranian people are increasingly suffering from sanctions from the United States and the West. On the other hand, Iran seems to have room to violate nuclear restrictions. Realizing the benefits of the JCPOA, the European Union took the initiative to negotiate with related parties. Negotiations to restore the JCPOA deal have been ongoing for months. One thing that has become a tough point is the issue of lifting sanctions that have been reimposed on Iran since the collapse of the JCPOA due to the unilateral withdrawal by the United States in 2018. Earlier this August, the European Union submitted a proposal to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, which have been responded by the U.S. Spokesman for the U.S. Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ned Price, as quoted by Media Indonesia on July the 25th, said the United States had reviewed the proposals submitted by the European Union, including the request to lift sanction. Iran said it had received the U.S. response to the European Union's draft proposal to restore the 2015 nuclear deal, and would discuss it with the European bloc after a review. Indeed, there is still no certainty about success so far, but at the very least, the positive response from the United States to the European Union's proposal creates confidence that the great powers appears to be getting closer to signing a new nuclear deal with Iran. It is hoped that the nuclear deal with Iran can be restored soon. The 2015 nuclear deal is very beneficial for world peace. One of them is significantly limiting Iran's nuclear program, which is seen as a threat if not limited. Well, that was commentary today.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll begin today in history on August 27, 1939, when the first jet aircraft flew. Henkel He-178 was the first aircraft in the world to fly with a turbojet engine. This maiden flight was done by a German company, Henkel, under the director Ernst Henkel, who developed high-speed flight technology. This aircraft flew for the first time on August 27, 1939, piloted by Erich Warsitz. Next, on August 27, 1991, Moldova declared their independence. The Republic of Moldova is a country between Romania and Ukraine in East Europe. During the Russian Empire era, it was called Bessarabia. After the Russian revolutions in 1917, the Moldavian Democratic Republic was proclaimed. This republic united with Great Romania in 1918. During World War II, Romania was forced to hand over Bessarabia and North Bukovina to the Soviet to avoid war. By the Soviet, this region were divided between the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic and Moldovan Soviet Socialist Republic. In 1991, the Soviet Union fell and Moldova proclaimed their independence on August 27, 1991. Last, on August 27, 2008, the first black presidential candidate in the US occurred. On August 27, 2008, the Democrats chose Barack Obama to run for presidency. This made Obama the first black president's candidate in the U.S. Obama won 52% of the votes, while his opponent from the Republican McCain got 45.7%. Barack Obama became the first African-American president of the United States.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite, COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you,Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh.And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chillin' by now, feet up crossed, legs laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with youActing like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover.I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about howI don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government pays attention to the development and poverty eradication in villages. The Village Fund from the government successfully reduced the number of very underdeveloped villages from 14,074 in 2018 into 5,333 in 2021. That was stated by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani at the House of Representatives plenary session in Jakarta, escorted by Antara on Tuesday. Minister Sri Mulyani further stated that the Village Fund also decreased the number of underdeveloped villages from 33,000 villages into 16,000 based on the Developing Village Index in 2021. She also affirmed that the very underdeveloped and underdeveloped village was an evidence of a positive impact from the Village Fund for village development. She added that the government will always pay attention to the development and poverty eradication in villages through the Village Fund. Based on the data of the Supreme Audit Agency BPK, in the audit of the Central Government Financial Report 2021, the realization of the Village Fund until the end of 2021 reached 71.85 trillion rupiah. It was 99.8% from the 72 trillion rupiah budget, an increase 1.06% year-on-year, or around 0.75 trillion rupiah more than last year.
Oh, oh. Kau yang bangunkanku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. Kau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The Festival of Pacu Jalur in Taluk Kuantan was opened by the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, on August 21, 2022. Sandiaga conveyed that the Festival of Pacu Jalur of Taluk Kuantan 2022 is expected to be a momentum for economic revival and job creation for the people of Riau, particularly in Kuantan Singingi Regency. In the local language, the word jalur means boat. Pacu Jalur is a rowing race on the river by using a long boat made of the tree wood. The excitement of this festival is a tourism attraction for nomads, local and international tourists, and local residents. Pacu Jalur is the local wisdom of the Kuantan Singingi community. This boat race uses boats with a length of 25 to 40 meters. The history of Pacu Jalur was started in the 17th century, where boat is the main means of transportation for villagers in Rantau Kuantan, namely the area along the Kuantan River. At that time, land transportation had not developed yet. As a result, the boat is used as an important means of transportation for the villagers, mainly used as a means of transporting agricultural products, as well as the main transportation. Afterwards, the paths that are given beautiful carvings, such as carving the heads of snakes, crocodiles, or tigers. This change also marks the development of the function of the pathway to show social identity. Only the figure of the region and the aristocrats rode the ornate path. Then, time by time, the seed lanes are not only decorated, but also contested. The speed competition even between tracks were then known as Pacu Jalur. In the Pacu Jalur race, there are about 50 to 60 rowers in each boat. The number of rowers varies for each boat because it is based on the length of the boat. The number of rowers does not guarantee to have victory because, according to local myth, the victory is determined by the magical power found in the wooden boat and the magic of the handler in controlling the boat. Of the 50 or 60 rowers, there are team members with their own duties, such as the chonchang, who becomes the commander or signal giver, and the waistman, who becomes the helmsman. There is also onjaiman, who is in charge of giving the rhythm at the string part, and a dance worker who helps the onjaiman in applying pressures so that the boat is balanced. The Pacu Jalur uses a knockout system so that participants who have lost at the beginning are not allowed to play again, while the winners will be contested again to get the main winner. Unlike other competition, Pacu Jalur starts with a quiet, unique sign, namely by ringing the cannon three times. This cannon is used so that the sound of the starts of the race can be heard. Because of the fastness of the runway and the noisy audience watching this typical Kuantan Singingi race.
You You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
An Indonesian religious drama film, Merindu Cahaya di Amstel, directed by Hadrah Daeng Ratu, was chosen to be screened in the annual event. An Islamic Indonesian film was screened in the 12th Beijing International Film Festival in mid-August. An Indonesian religious drama film, Merindu Cahaya di Amstel, directed by Hadrah Daeng Ratu, was chosen to be screened in the annual event. The film was screened in Indonesia last January 2022. The film starring Amanda Rolls, Rachel Amanda and Ryan Domini is about a Dutch woman who later joined Islam, named Khadija Vinhoven, whose earlier name was Marianne Vinhoven. Khadija made Nico, a photographer and a journalist, curious, for she reminded him of his mother. It was unusual for China to screen a religious film in the festival. Asian China Center Director for General Affairs and Coordination Division, Wang Hongliu, praised the film that was taking place in the Netherlands. So it is appropriate for everyone who wants to know Indonesian people culture. Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, along with his wife Elsiwi Oratmangun and staffs of Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, also joined the screening. He said that people-to-people cultural exchange is the foundation of Indonesia-China bilateral relations. The BIFF screening was held at the Yangtze Lake International Conference on August 14 to 20,
2022. Maksudku, katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku, hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you original song from Central Java entitled Wong Cilik, to be sung by Bossa Nova Jawa. The song Wong Cilik describes the life of the poor when compared to the rich, which the rich people are depicted as corrupt officials for their own pleasures without thinking about the lives of the common people. The lyrics of the song Wong Cilik contain satire to corrupt officials, as well as a message for everyone not to flaunt property from corruption or other things that are obtained illegally, because in the end, it will be affected. Listener, here is Bossa Nova Jawa with the original song from Central Java entitled Wong Cilik.
Pamer pondo mengko mundang uremu
lan pinasti kapekin anjar Gusti mulo jong loro ati lan pinasti kapekin anjar Gusti mulo jong loro ati mulo jong loro ati
Voice of Indonesia.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi. Semoga kamu
memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
across the sky tonight, discovering the brightest light. Wish I was here with someone to hold tight. Hello there, I wish it was you. Playing in the rain and wait the rainbow to come and we'll dance. I wonder if you'll always be right here. Hello there, are you doing fine? Every night thinking about you. Would like to spend my life with you. Those eyes that always make me feel like home and you will just always be something that I'll never have. Every time I have the chance to have a conversation with you, I'm always feeling nervous and I don't know what to do. Hello there, I lost my words. Thinking about you make me feel the clock stop ticking. And I'd always do that before I go to sleep. Whoa, hello you.
Have a nice dream tonight.
That always make me feel like home and you will just always be something that I'll never have. Like to spend my life with you. Those eyes that always make me feel like home and you will just always be something that I'll never have.
Voice of Indonesia.
In the middle of a winter night, I make coffee and I sit down. Pour me room, but I feel chill inside. I keep dreaming, but I don't. Look at the window, the shadows appear. Try not to look for it, doesn't feel real. I'm lonely inside, but I know I'll be moving on. Universe speak, help me get through it. I cannot compete, my inner voice singing. No, 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 no. Remember on the day we went to watch the stars. Back then in June when things were better by far. Falling on a
from the window I see clear skies. Sun is out and shining, oh so bright. How I wish that it was real. Put on the steps, look at the window, the shadows appear. I try not to look for it, drives me furious. I'm only inside, but I don't know, I've been moving on. Universe speak, help me get through it, I cannot compete. My universe singing, no, no. Remember on the day we went to watch the stars. Big then in June when things were better by far. I thought I'd be seeing you again. Thought I'd be seeing you again. And wouldn't have to spend my time alone. Remember all the night we wished upon the stars. The melodies from heaven came into our hearts. Inspired us to do the things we could.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.